Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 54, Righteousness. Christ our righteousness. Righteousness is not a standard you climb toward, it is a person you receive. Scripture teaches that Jesus himself becomes the righteousness of every believer. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption." God did not give you a set of rules to make you righteous. He gave you his Son. Righteousness is not something you produce. It is something you possess because you are in Christ. This truth was foretold long before Jesus came. Jeremiah 23:6 says, "And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness." God did not say the Lord will help you become righteous. He said, "The Lord will be your righteousness." The entire weight of your standing before God rests on the finished work of Jesus. You are not trying to measure up. You are resting in the one who already has. When Christ becomes your righteousness, everything changes. You no longer approach God based on how well you performed. You approach him based on how perfectly Christ performed. You no longer fear that your failures have pushed you out of favor. You trust that Christ has brought you into favor forever. You no longer carry the burden of trying to maintain your standing. You rest in the truth that Christ maintains it for you. This is why the gospel produces peace. You are not trying to earn what Christ has already given. You are not trying to finish what Christ has already completed. You are not trying to perfect what Christ has already perfected. You stand before God in the righteousness of Jesus, and that righteousness does not change with your emotions or your circumstances. It is as steady as the one who gave it. Christ as your righteousness also transforms how you live. You begin to walk with confidence instead of fear. You pray with boldness instead of hesitation. You worship with joy instead of guilt. You serve God from love instead of pressure. You obey from a place of identity instead of insecurity. The more you see Christ as your righteousness, the more your life reflects the one who lives within you. Christ is not part of your righteousness. He is all of it. He is the foundation, the assurance, and the confidence of your relationship with God. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.